Well, so it's what you know, for every single check-in that I got, I had a deployment type for each person. And so for every check-in, I wrote down if they're able to deploy, they're able to deploy locally, if they can do a simulated deploy or monitor. So I had that information for everybody on the list. And then when someone was deployed, I logged on my log the task that they were assigned. So I could tell at a glance who was able to deploy but wasn't assigned a task. And I was getting a little anxious because it's like there's a lot of people here that are checked in that are deployable, but they don't have a task. And I just found it difficult to communicate that, and especially, you know, the VMR went down, so there was a delay in getting that set up, and I'm not really supposed to be deploying people on that station, so there was a delay there, you know, and then we got that up and running, and then we're halfway across the room from each other, and so one of the things I'd like to do is make sure that we have a printed out list of the deployment places. I'd like to make a list for the whole county of, you know, gas stations, warming centers, cooling centers, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And then we'll have things that we can do, you know, we can pull from that list and we can communicate. I'm sending KCAKJO to task 12 and just kind of spitballing type of thing, but then it's a little easier for us to keep on track of what we're doing. We're not throwing addresses across the room, you know, over four other people trying to talk to. So those are some of the things that I saw. But then also, if I could get you on the log on a computer, or if we could make a, you know, paper copy of what I had, that would have been really helpful for you, Wally. But then ResGrid would have been helpful as well, I assume. So there's a few things that are like kind of in the works that would really help. But I'll pass it over to you, Dave.